Good afternoon. My name is Marie-Celeste Robichaud, and I'd like to welcome you to St. Rita Catholic Church. This is the Vigil Mass for the Solemnity of the Nativity of the Lord. You will find today's readings in the Missalette on pages 36 through 38. Today, our celebrant is Father Peter Finney.
Please join in our opening song, number 212, Once in Royal David City, number 212 in the Missalette.
Spirit. The Lord be with you. And Merry Christmas. It is good for us to gather today as such a large family. We're not accustomed to saying this at St. Rita, but as you make your way seated for our readings, try to push into the middle of the pew as best you can. We do have some folks still arriving. Arriving as we do around the birth of a child. It's a blessing for us to have so many families here with us, so many children that help us to see once again anew the Christ child, Jesus who calls us to simplify our lives, Jesus who calls us once again to being about the working of his kingdom. For those ways in which perhaps our lives would not be characterized as simple or hardworking, for those ways in which we have distanced ourselves from God, for those ways that we've sinned, let's now acknowledge those sins, sisters and brothers, in order to more worthily celebrate these sacred mysteries. Lord Jesus, you are mighty God and Prince of Peace. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you are Son of God and Son of Mary. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you are Word made flesh and splendor of the Father. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill.
God, who gladden us year by year as we wait and hope for our redemption, grant that just as we joyfully welcome your only begotten Son as our Redeemer, we may also merit to face him confidently when he comes again as our Judge, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Upon those who dwelt in the land of gloom, a light has shone. You have brought them abundant joy and great rejoicing, as they rejoice before you as at the harvest, as people make merry when dividing spoils. For the yoke that burdened them, the pole on their shoulder, and the rod of their taskmaster, you have smashed, as on the day of Midian. For every boot that tramped in battle, every cloak rolled in blood, will be burned as fuel for flames. For a child is born to us, a son is given. Upon his shoulder dominion rests. They name him Wonder Counselor, God Hero, Father Forever, Prince of Peace. His dominion is vast and forever peaceful. From David's throne and over his kingdom, which he confirms and sustains by judgment and justice, both now and forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Today is born our Savior.
reading from the letter of St. Paul to Titus. Beloved, the grace of God has appeared, saving all and training us to reject godless ways and worldly desires, and to live temperately, justly, and devoutly in this age, as we await the blessed hope, the appearance of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to deliver us from all lawlessness and to cleanse for himself a people as his own, eager to do what is good. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that the whole world should be enrolled. This was the first enrollment when Quirinius was governor of Syria. So all went to be enrolled, each to his own town. And Joseph too went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David that is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. While they were there, the time came for her to have her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were shepherds in that region living in the fields and keeping the night watch over their flock. The angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were struck with great fear. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For today, in the city of David, a Savior has been born for you, who is Christ and Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find an infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly, there was a multitude of the heavenly host with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." The Gospel of the Lord. For 'tis better to give than to receive. This is the quote that we dig out from beneath the tree today. George Bailey, Tiny Tim, even Bumble, the snow monster of the north, coming in from the cold once that moral rings out. For 'tis better to give than to receive. And what is it we give and receive today around those trees and at any family gatherings? What do we serve a nice heaping helping of? Something tells me we're all getting the same dessert this year, a good bit of impeachment cobbler. Whether you think it's best when cooked in a conviction oven or not, welcome to a very political Christmas, a day most Americans definitely will try to give many more opinions than they receive. 'Tis better, perhaps, to find another subject. Listen, I'm all for challenging starting points, provoking questions, but when the Wall Street Journal comes to town to detail the rupture Trump-era politics has caused in little old Metairie and Slidell, which it did 2 weeks ago, maybe it's a day to punt on this kind of giving and receiving. Speaking of politics and punting and presents, I'm giving a friend of mine today a black t-shirt with white lettering and gold accents that reads, Peyton Breeze 2020, making New Orleans champs again. While the rest of the nation is acting out Hatfields and McCoys reboots, let's focus on what can bring at least our little, sometimes floating, always banana republic together, football. The black and gold are great, but these gatherings usually last a few hours, longer than my knowledge of the intricacies of Dennis Allen's zone blitz or a Sean Payton marriage proposal. So maybe add a touch of purple and gold too, just before Uncle Eddie's online Eastern European history degree gets brought out once again. Breeze and Burrow, we have never seen quarterbacking like this. In fact, no one has. Record-setting, award-winning, and most importantly for us today, conversation-filling, these two number nines have spoiled us this year. And amid all the attention and applause, what's the term they seem to audible to in every interview? Hard work. I just try to leave a legacy of hard work and preparation, the reigning Heisman holder wrote into his acceptance speech. A day before, the notoriously meticulous New Orleans number nine was seen moving through mental repetitions on an empty field, looking at those invisible Colts defenders, showing us something of a legacy of hard work. Aside from offering football-related family topics, I'd like to share that image of hard work today. Believe it or not, Christmas is a sack lunch, hard hat type of day, something of a shared legacy of hard work and preparation for us. This might not capture our attention at first, as familiar and cutesy our crushes and decorations can appear. Even overlooking our St. Rita baby Jesus at a height and weight that would have been challenging for our petite Mary, all is not calm and bright in Luke's account today. My sister recently gave birth, and I marveled at her Uber ride to the hospital in the back seat, on her knees and elbows. Now, imagine for a minute, heavy and pregnant on a donkey with no hospital reservation to an out-of-the-way barnyard. No five-star tip there, no glamour shots either. Jesus comes into a hard world with parents unafraid of hard work, with the first announcement to calloused hand, sleep-deprived, certainly smelly, hard-working shepherds. 2019 might feel like a year to forget. A Christmas family gathering right now might feel like something to skip. This all, though, might be occasions for God to remind us of the hard work done for us, the hard work of our salvation prepared for and brought to birth in that manger. May it inspire in us a renewed sense of the pride God has in our efforts. May we not shrink from the hard stuff. A merry, blessed, hardworking Christmas to us all this year. As we stand as a family to profess our beliefs at the normal time and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary when we would bow our heads, I invite you on this Christmas day, if you're able, to genuflect at that verse. So we say, I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate, suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. As we reflect on the gift of the Christ child, let us offer our petitions to our Father in heaven.
Our response is, Lord, hear our prayer. For the church, may the light of Christ shine through her in reaching out to those who dwell in darkness. We pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For national leaders, may the Holy Spirit direct them in making wise and just decisions in service to their people. We pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the sick and those worried about the health of loved ones, may God protect them from anxiety and bring them health of mind and body. We pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those discerning God's call in their lives, especially our Notre Dame seminarians and all those in our parish, may they know their path of most generously following the Lord in ordained, consecrated, married, or single life. We pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who have died, may they experience the light and the joy of heaven. We pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all parishioners for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Father, we entrust our prayers to you in the holy name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Today there will be a second collection to help defray the cost of our archdiocesan assessment. We thank you for your generosity.
Our offertory song can be found in the Missalette number 301, Silent Night, number 301 in the Missalette.
Just pray, sisters and brothers, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
Lord, accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name.
As we look forward, O Lord, to the coming festivities, may we serve you all the more eagerly, for knowing that in them you make manifest the beginnings of our redemption, through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For through him, the holy exchange that restores our life has shone forth today in splendor. When our frailty is assumed by your word, not only does human mortality receive unending honor, but by this wondrous union, we too are made eternal. And so in company with the choirs of angels, we praise you, and with joy we proclaim. Indeed, holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me."
The mystery of faith.
As we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and Gregory, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, with Saint Rita, with our own patron saints and with all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever.
Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done,
on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope in the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Your daughter looks so cute.
Peace and Jude. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Communion today, we will have four host stations. There will be two in the direct middle of the aisle and two alongside the front pew. Please go to the station with the fewest people.
shall drink from the stream by the wayside, and therefore he shall lift up his head. The Word of God became man. We have seen his glory.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Grant, O Lord, we pray, that we may draw new vigor from celebrating the nativity of your only begotten Son, by whose heavenly mysteries we receive both food and drink, who lives and reigns forever and ever. We thank you for beginning your Christmas here with us tonight. We are more a community when we are here gathered together. As much as this is a different kind of liturgy, we normally don't have two collections, for instance. We take up three on Sundays. We are more ourselves, not numerically, but being able to receive our Lord and then be sent out to be his body in our world, in a world that needs that. So please, if you're out of the habit, maybe if this isn't something that you're regularly part of, please consider joining us again. Come back this Sunday, come back. We have Mass every day at 7 a.m. We want to thank a choir who is representative of what we have every weekend. Thank our choir under the direction of Tommy Bender at this time. That was Lusher's finest seventh grader, Usha, on the violin for us tonight. So we're certainly very thankful for her and our choir as well. One other thing, at least getting your hands moving, hopefully. We've got a little present for you in the back of church, wherever exit you go through. Please pick up a book. You want to know a little bit more? How do you kind of idealize what it is to be in the church? We have some figures that have gone before us, so some saints in this book by Matthew Kelly. Please take one per family. And I invite you to please pick up in your pew one of our St. Rita Parish pamphlets. If you are visiting with us, hold on to this. This is a way to let us know a little bit more about you, to let you know a little bit more about us. Our administrative assistant, Charlie Hessian, is here at every 10:30 a.m. and 4 p.m. Mass on the weekends. He's here with us tonight. If you have any questions, please talk to him. Please turn, though, all of us to the back, praying together now our Archdiocesan family prayer with our St. Rita's Reach neighborhood ministry in mind. Loving and faithful God, through the years, the people of our Archdiocese have appreciated the prayers and love of our Lord in times of war, disaster, epidemic, and illness. We come to you, Father, Mary, and ask you to come today against violence, murder, and racism. We implore you to give us your wisdom that we build a community founded on the values of Jesus, which gives respect to the life and dignity of all people. Bless parents that they more form their children in faith. Bless and protect our youth that they may be peacemakers of our time. Give consolation to those who have lost loved ones through violence. Hear our prayer and give us the perseverance to be a voice for life and human dignity in our community. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Our Lady of Prompt Succor, hasten to help us. Mother Andrea, pray for us. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life.
Please join in our closing song, number 336, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, number 336 in the Missalette.